Hello, everyone. My name is Oliver, and I'm an assistant curator here at the County Heritage Museum. I'm delighted to talk to you today about a very special artifact we have on display, an ancient agricultural model depicting a farmer and two oxen.
Before we get into the model itself, let me just mention a bit about our museum. The building we are in has a fascinating history. A lot of visitors guess that it used to be a large barn, or perhaps a wealthy merchant's house. In reality, though, this structure was originally built as a corn mill back in the late 18th century, before being converted into the museum you see today.
We have a massive collection of rural artefacts. You might assume that a valuable piece like the ancient farming model was uncovered by professional archaeologists, or perhaps donated by a wealthy private collector. Surprisingly, it was actually found in a playground and given to us by a local school several decades ago. We are incredibly grateful they realised its historical importance.
The model itself is quite small, but beautifully detailed. When you look at ancient agricultural models, you'll find that the vast majority of them are carved from wood, or sometimes shaped out of clay. This particular model stands out, however, because it is made almost entirely of bronze, which indicates it belonged to someone of significant wealth and status.
If you examine the figure of the farmer standing behind the animals, there's something quite unexpected. You would naturally assume an ancient farmer working in the fields under the hot sun would be dressed in light clothing, or perhaps a simple tunic. Yet, rather uniquely, this figure is wrapped in a heavy coat. We believe this suggests the model might represent a specific winter ritual rather than everyday summer farming.
But the most intriguing feature of all is the two oxen. They are attached to the farmer's equipment, yet they are curiously facing in opposite directions. At first glance, some art historians thought this was simply a mistake by the creator, or perhaps an attempt to show the animals turning around at the end of a field. However, most experts now agree that it actually serves as a religious symbol, representing the opposing forces of nature, like day and night, or life and death.
The model is nearly complete, but there is a noticeable rectangular slot just behind the animals. For a long time, we assumed that a small metal plough was meant to fit in there. But after comparing it with similar finds from the same era, we are now certain that a wooden cart was originally attached there, which unfortunately hasn't survived the passing of time.
It is wonderful to watch people interact with this display. Some folks just look puzzled when they see the backwards-facing oxen. But after reading the information panels, many visitors tell us they feel a profound connection to the people of the past, rather than just viewing it as a piece of dead history.
To uncover the model's secrets, we've brought in modern science. We deliberately avoided chemical testing, as that could potentially damage the artifact's delicate surface. Instead, our conservation team decided that X-ray imaging was the safest and most effective method. This allowed us to see exactly how the metal was poured and cast without leaving a single scratch.
If you want to see the model for yourself, you'll need to be quick. It won't be staying in this gallery. We originally planned to move it to the exhibition on early farming tools. Instead, we've decided it will form the centerpiece of an upcoming exhibition dedicated to ancient diets, which opens to the public next spring.
As for my own role, I've spent the last few weeks writing descriptions for our new audio guides. But I'm really looking forward to next month, when I'll be in charge of a family workshop where people can try their hand at making their own clay models. Now, if anyone has any questions...